Episode 2871, Grateful for All of You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Okay, are you just totally turkeyed out? All right. Well, you know, a haystack, a little extra mashed potatoes and gravy. What can it hurt? But it's relationship builders. And so I want you to think about turkey and gravy all in another way. Grateful for all of you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I got to remind you real quick, you need to stay tuned here on the newsletter because something big is coming down. We are partnering with Pray.com. There's going to be some exclusive content that you can only get there, but I want to make sure you're in the know. So be ready and waiting because it's coming. I promise you, I'm so excited and I'm so nervous. But, you know, that's what happens, right? In relationships, we're nervous. And I think about our relationships with a turkey. We get a little nervous, you know, trying to fix it up and make it all perfect. And we put it in the oven hoping everything's going to come out right. Marriage can kind of be the same way. We try to package it in a certain way and we stick it somewhere and we think, okay, it's just going to happen. And then what? Marriage isn't about something I get. It's about something I give. In any season, I commit to not letting the sun go down until I am grateful for all of you. True love stands by each other's side on good days and stands closer on bad days. But, you know, for some reason, couples think that the infatuation they found in dating will last a lifetime. No one seemed to give them the bad news before the hard work. Having a thriving marriage takes hard, consistent work. And if we just stopped there at that sentence, guess what? Half the people who are married would not get married. And if that half didn't get married, do you think we'd have less divorce maybe? Maybe we would have less families disrupted, less lives destroyed. Because let me tell you, we are so good at destroying each other when we use those three words, I love you. Because anything that follows thereafter either builds up or it tears down. Having a thriving marriage takes hard, consistent work. Yes, you can take a few days off, yet if you're not one who is willing to commit to loving more, days become months, which become years, and then you hear the words, I've fallen out of love. I'm reminded this Thanksgiving season to be more grateful. Where gratitude grows, your love shows. You have to look beyond what you see and reveal the qualities of who you desire to be. Marriage is a two-way street. However, someone does have to initiate. So leave the complaining and sustaining of mistakes for another dimension and focus on what you can do, starting with, I am grateful for all of you. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Grateful for all of you. Now, one thing I want you to notice is that statement comes with no expectations. It's not about being grateful when you're being taken care of. It's not about whether or not the honey to-do list is complete. It's about being grateful for all of your spouse, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let me give you a couple examples here. He may not have a great day, right, at work. Your hubby comes home a little cranky. That doesn't mean you get to stomp on his ego and make him feel worse because he wants to sit around all evening. Here's another one. Maybe your hubby forgot to get something at the store you specifically told him to pick up. He got everything else, but not that one thing. But is it necessary to rub his face in how he failed you? And wait, what about this? You may have wanted flowers for your anniversary, but all you got was a kiss. And you are still holding him responsible for not showing his love. You listen to these small examples, right? They're not real big ones. They don't seem very eventful at the moment, but on the contrary, They are life-altering for any marriage. All of those examples become points on a scoreboard. And by the way, keeping the score is just wrong. But that's for another episode. It's hard to love when you're not grateful. Love cannot exist without gratitude. So this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, as you're enjoying your turkey leftovers and trying to find time, a little peace by yourself, I want you to love deeper by focusing on how you can be grateful for all of your spouse. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All of it. My husband and I went on a road trip. It was just a day road trip. It was great. We were gone for about 8.5, 9 hours or so. Just the two of us. We haven't done that in a long time. Because most of the time we're going on a mission and we get to that destination. But this one, there was no mission. It was just about being together. And on the way back home, I said, "Hun, I just want you to know, I'm so grateful we can dream together." When was the last time you told your spouse that? Seriously. You see, we forget all the little things because we're caught up in our responsibilities. We're caught up in our busyness. We're caught up in the stuff that sometimes, honestly, doesn't matter in the long term. A year from now, really? Why did you fuss over that? Why did you waste 3 hours arguing about something, in all honesty, well, doesn't really make it life-altering? But how you show gratitude, how you're grateful for all of your spouse, right? That's what I want you to say to yourself. I'm grateful for all of you, babe. I'm grateful for you. And you could do this, you know, just by seeing humor in the moment, choosing to lift up instead of tearing down, committing to what's possible. Every time you say thank you or give a pat on the back to your spouse, you are making a deposit in his love account. That's how gratitude grows love. It takes what seems to be less than and makes it more than. Talk about an incredible return on investment. Gratitude does just that for love. It's hard to be mad when you're grateful. Think about that for a moment. It's hard to be mad when you're grateful. Gratitude multiplies your love when expressed every day. So start by saying, "I am grateful for all of you." Go out, my friend, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.